Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella from Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I share the story behind why we can afford to give away a piece of property every single month, a piece of land. And it's really no secret. It's just because the math works and we can buy it so inexpensively. So, you know, Jill, we ran a ton of promos and tested a bunch of stuff probably a year ago. And this one just seemed to be the most popular promotional tool that it stuck around.
Right.
So why do you think it's so popular and why, you know, please tell me why you think, you know, this works so well.
So many reasons. It directly relates A, to what we do, and B, let me think, would I rather have a quarter acre, a piece of property somewhere where I can drive right up to it? Or would I rather have an iPad? Right.
Is somebody giving away an iPad?
Some people, I don't know if they still do, but I know people that have given away things like that as a promotional item. And I'm like, what am I going to do with an iPad? That's.
I own a ton of property. I'd rather have the iPad.
What? I'll buy you an iPad. Like, goodness, Steven.
So every, this is now a great time to say every single month, Jill and I give away a property.
Yes, we do.
It's incredibly simple. She's going to actually announce the
winner.
Last month's winner. Or is it this month?
It was for November. So it's at the end of every, from the whole big, do you want to give the rules?
Well, sure. I mean, you can if you want.
Okay. Just every month, we have committed to giving away a free piece of property. You do not have to be a Land Academy member. You do not have to be signed up anywhere special. You only have to do two things. One, download our free ebook. And as Steven says, you don't even have to read it. And two,
you'll read it though.
You will read it. You'll want to read it. Yeah. You'll want to know how we can give property away because you're going to want to do this. And it is funny. And the second condition is you need to go and rate our iTunes show and just any rating.
Rate this show.
Rate this show, the Cash Flow from Land show in iTunes. And if I can't tell, by the way, who your name is, if you have, you know, your Funky Jam 7 or whatever, I don't know where I got that. Let's just say, so I'm not going to know who Funky Jam 7 is. Send me an email so I know who that is. Jill@landacademy.com. Hey, I just rated the show. I'm Funky Jam 7. So for the, you know, this month's drawing, here's who I am. And
here's the interesting thing. I, you know, there's probably 20 people that have rated the show so far.
Yes.
Because it's pretty new.
Yes.
You know, and next month, let's say there's 30 or 40. There's like a 1 in 20 chance that you're going to win this property.
Exactly.
So it's not like an iPad where 17,000 people enter, you know, like a Pepsi contest.
Right. So at the end of every month, we get everything together and we announce it on the middle of the month of who won last month. So are you ready? Drum roll.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. The winner is Eric Held. And Eric is not a member in anything. He rated our show. He loves our show. A regular listener. And Eric, you're going to get an email from my staff in the next couple of days asking how you want to have your property transferred.
He's probably going to say something like, thanks for the property and don't ever use my last name on air again.
Oh, it's silly. There's probably,
It's all good.
It's all good. No.
Is that the first time you haven't even contacted him at all?
No, not yet. Wow. So I'm hoping he's listening in his car and he doesn't like have a So, yep. That was our first big announcement.
How can we afford to do this? Well, if you have listened to even probably one or two episodes of the show with Jill and I here, we are in the business of making tons and tons of offers for unwanted rural vacant land for next to nothing. You know, tons of offers that for $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 or in higher acreage it goes up. But and we've made a living since the '90s of you know buying unwanted raw land for next to nothing and selling it for more on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean,
so the big picture is it's not worth that. It's worth more, but we're reaching out to the right people at the right time that just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like me and my dumb car.
And no, not the car again.
No, okay. But, you know, like we talked about the convenience store, the yard sale, you know, there's times that you're reaching out to people and they just want it off their lawn. You know, yeah. It's like a yard sale and they feel good about it. They're really over it. They're not trying to maximize the price. So that's it. We're buying valuable property at way under, you know, wholesale.
And what's the number one question we get? I get every single week. What? I don't believe you. I don't believe I can go buy a piece of property for $100.
It's true.
So I have continually over the last two decades come up with interesting ways to answer that question. But mm-hmm. The fact is we're reaching the right people, just like you said.
Right.
Making it real easy to for them to just get out of the whole thing.
And that's part of it. You know, when you think about it, we are incurring all the costs as well. So they're going to net a decent price and they don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to do anything. It's a valuable thing that we're doing. We're doing all the paperwork. We're sending the notary to them. I'm paying for that. I'm recording it, you know. So there's value there also.
The vast majority of the people that we buy property from thank us.
Yes.
If not all of them by the time yes. Joe gets done with them.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's hard to explain to somebody who's new at this. They think that, you know, I've heard it all, you know, there are a small segment of people out there who think that we're in the business of taking advantage of people mm-hmm. and nobody's putting any guns at anybody's head about doing a real estate deal. You can throw the offer away if you want, mm-hmm. but a huge number accept it and they thank us and say, man, I didn't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And you know, and you're right. That's a good thing. There's plenty of times that people say, gosh, no, I'm sorry. It just doesn't work for me. And I say, okay, that's okay. Then, you know, I wish you all the best. And if right. anything changes, you know, please let me know.
Right.
And it's very respectful and polite and that's okay.
Right.
Like, you know, it happens. I was going to bring up my car again. I'm sorry. It just is such a good example because it's so current right now. Like the guy that made me an offer and I said, thank you, but no, thank you. You know, there's nothing
wrong
with
that. What a racket. So this is what happened with Jill's car. She's got a almost vintage little Porsche it's on its last legs. And she took it to the mechanic and the mechanic said it's got all the stuff that it needs. But it just occurred to me that this mechanic could have made this stuff up.
Right. Although the check engine light is on. No, I don't. I believe them.
I think they're pretty reputable too.
Yeah. It's not a one-off. Like
what a business model. Diagnose a huge problem in a car and then make an offer for one-tenth of what it's worth.
You know, there is a business model. I sure hope his brother has a used car lot. Seriously. Because there you go.
I mean, you're not going to sell to the guy, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not. It's not anywhere where, if it was anywhere in the range I was thinking, I absolutely would because then I don't even have to go pick it up. But in this case, no. But there's a great business model there.
Right. Well, it's ridiculously dishonest, but.
No. You don't make it up. No, you're legitimate. You just know what you're getting into. You're legitimate. Well, you know, it's interesting. I knew
I bet a certain percentage, I don't mean to interrupt you, but a certain percentage of people would just say, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to come get the car
anymore.
They're
just done with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like us. Okay, what if your taxes are so high? You know, we talked about that too. Do I want to write a check to $1,000 right now to get my car fixed? This is the real truth.
Oh, it's just like our business model.
Here we go. It is. Because I can write a $1,000 check right now and I can get my check engine light off and be rolling for a little while. Something else is going to happen, by the way. Like you're going to get another tax bill. Same thing. Or I can get money for it.
Yeah. With that specific problem with that car, you're going to get another bill next month.
Exactly.
That's more than that. So, yeah, it's just like real estate. You know, the owner's staring at the mailbox looking at a tax bill, a property tax bill every year, and saying, am I going to write a check for this tax amount on this property I'm never going to use and never going to go see? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to get a check from Steve and Jill to sell a property and I don't have to do anything. Somebody literally shows up at my door with documents and a cashier's check.
Right.
It's not a hard decision to make.
It's not a hard decision to make.
It's no wonder that we get the response rate that we get, which is pretty high, between 5 and 25% on the letters we send out. Mm-hmm. So that's how we can afford to do this. You know, we're not paying a ton for the property. Mm-mm. Is it worth a lot more than that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I wouldn't
Absolutely.
Have bought it.
That's right. We don't make offers on property we don't think is valuable.
Exactly.
We did a show on that. We did a whole show on property we will never purchase, no matter how cheap it is, no matter if they're giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that all has to do with not absolutely no access on the side of a cliff or something.
I had a really good discussion exactly on those lines last week with a gentleman about that, because he wanted to know my take on it. He has heard from a lot of people, and he didn't agree, that have said that, oh gosh, yeah, you buy every property just for the right price. And so when he asked me the question, he was pleasantly surprised when I said, no, I'm not going to buy every property. There's some I'm going to pass on, regardless of the price.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, just like, oh, thank you, you know, for being honest, and thank you for saying that. And he agreed, you know, there's a plenty of property that I don't want to get stuck with.
There's a transaction that I used to keep. It's gone now, but I used to keep it in our acquisition queue, you know, at the bottom.
Was it a cemetery?
I bought a cemetery on accident one time. That's a totally different topic.
Thank you.
But though this property, it was, so I kept it there for our staff to kind of like just teach a simple lesson. It was a ton of properties all adjacent to each other in Southern California. I mean, it was like 200 or 300 acres, and they're all cut up into like, it was great. It was a great deal until you look at it. Until you actually do look at the maps and see that there is absolutely no access to this property.
Oh,
And it was like $3,000.
Oh, okay.
Or I think that was the amount of the back taxes. The guy just wanted to give it to us.
No wonder.
So I left it. I took it out probably a couple of years ago, but because it was a massive distraction. You know, there's a long time ago that, and this person is long gone, but they would work. I would turn a deal like that down.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go behind my back and go,
really? Yeah. Oh, well, would they make any money off it?
Yeah. Yeah. You lie.
Wow.
You just go lie. You sell it and say it's the greatest piece of property. You know, it's stuff we don't do.
That's bad.
Like this theoretical mechanic thing.
That's bad. Well, that's kind of why I trust the guy. Come on, let's be honest. If he was making it all up, eventually his days are numbered. Someone's going to call him on it, and he's not going to be around. And it's not like
he's
young and new.
That's exactly what happened, Jill. You nailed it.
So there you go.
If we were doing something wrong or silly or this didn't work, we couldn't give a piece of property away every month.
True.
We'd be out of business. But if we were doing any of that stuff, we wouldn't have the trust that we've established. And you know, we've done 15,000 deals. We've established
almost
some trust.
16,000 now.
Yeah, almost 16.
You're right. And all the years of... Yeah, the customers over the years, the repeat customers over the years, that says a lot.
You know, this guy, this is sad, but he passed away, the former employee. I never talked about this.
No, this is
it was long before you.
New to me.
So a person that I haven't spoken with in a long time just emailed me and said, hey, I just wanted to see they sent me the obituary.
Oh, that's sad. Why would he not come? Well, it was dishonest because he was selling it as something it wasn't. But if there was a deal that I passed on and somebody in my office said, do you mind if I have a go at it? I'd say, not with my money, but thank you for being honest, and you better do it right or you're not going to work for me.
You know what?
I don't want name out there.
If he would have come to me and said, hey, if you're not going to do this deal, I'll do it.
Right.
I would have said yes.
That's what I'm saying. Be upfront and honest about it, and don't go marketing it the wrong way. Don't use what I've taught you and be dishonest.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
But that's another reason we teach all this stuff. So you could, even in that situation, if you you educate people, your customers, about how to buy these properties. So here's the APN or the assessor's parcel number. Here's a map of the property. Here's pictures of the area or pictures of the lot, you know, and if they, you're staring at a map that's got no access at all, like Google Earth map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get away with that for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell the truth.
It is, you know, that's another good point. I think another reason that we have the customers that we have and they come to us. I've had customers that have like latched on to us, our company and me, just because of me and my helpfulness. They're like, okay, I don't want property.
Customers that have latched on to you, Jill.
Thanks a lot. Not literally.
You know, I just got a vision of like Snow White dancing around with, you know, like with birds singing and stuff and landing on her head.
I think even like you have a picture of me, like I'm like walking. There's a customer on my ankle, yeah, and I'm dragging him right down the street.
And they're all smiling and happy, and Jill singing.
Thanks. No, but because I'm helpful to them, and I've actually it comes up all the time. People don't understand GPS coordinates and how it works, and when I tell them how simple and easy it is, you know, just instead of putting in 123 Main Street, put in 32.156. They're like, oh, I'm like, yes.
I did we have a ton of YouTube videos out there, and one that I did a long time ago was how to use GPS coordinates, and it's still our number one.
It's a great.
It's number one video. We take it for granted, some of this stuff.
Right.
But.
It's true. Remember three words? That didn't seem to take off.
I don't even.
Do you remember what three words is a GPS tool? It was a mapping tool. Yeah. That didn't really take off.
I do remember that.
That was kind of cool. I was all excited about that, but that didn't work out. So.
Explain what it is.
Okay.
It is pretty cool, actually.
These guys, I think they were in England.
Yeah.
I think they were British. They came up with a GPS mapping system, which is three random words. That there were enough words out there in English language. So, like, you could, and it would be within a 5 or 10 foot radius.
It was
of
a very
what,
small space. Yeah.
Right. So I could go on my phone and I could tell so-and-so, maybe I'm at Disneyland, for example, and instead of saying I'm behind the whatever ride or whatever, I could say I'm standing at ice cream shoe red or right. Whatever it is. Ice cream red shoe. Say that's ours. And then it would zero in on a 5 foot little radius of where that was anywhere in the world.
It's an app on your phone. And the reason that, so, I mean, you can do that now with GPS, mm-hmm. and it would be 34.9996412,
right.
-109.6657, and no one can remember that.
Right.
But they can remember ice cream, what was it?
Red shoe.
Ice cream red shoe.
Right. Like you did your front door, which was like, wasn't it like luxury?
Yeah.
Remember that? You got all excited because you were like going all around the outside of the house to find the coolest three-word combinations. You could say, I live at luxury something.
Right. So, for example, like your kitchen would be, you know, there's probably 10 places in your kitchen that you could.
Right.
You know, the words would be.
You could be that specific.
Right.
And that was really kind of cool.
Probably did take off, Jill. It's just not. We don't, you know.
We're not using it.
We could, maybe.
It's hard to educate the people. I think we tried to use it. Remember, we started to put it in some postings. We actually tried to put it, my staff did anyway, tried to put GPS coordinates and put it in the what three words. But then I realized too, okay, we're opening a whole can of worms here. If I'm trying to teach people what that is, I'm just trying to sell property.
Just tell them, it's teaching the right thing, first of all. I mean, you know, it's just it's a silly little substitute maybe for people who are not land buyers that go to Disneyland.
That's perfect. You're at the fair. You don't know where grandma and grandpa are or whatever. You can do that. So
and if you're going to learn how to do it, then you might as well just take 30 because it takes about 30 seconds to understand GPS.
Right.
Global positioning system, right?
Exactly.
Do you ever fly a plane without a GPS?
Ever? All the time.
Without one?
Absolutely. All the time. I remember when I first started, the planes I was in, these little Cessnas, they don't have a GPS. I could have a handheld GPS or have my phone, but no. I mean, you're really using the old maps. You're calculating time. This is a really good thing. And they want you to learn to fly that way. Should you not have your instruments?
Oh.
Should you not have things? You need to know how to look at a map and go, all right. And you already know, based on the wind, this is a good question. I know that in about 10 minutes, I should be looking for that landmark. If I don't see that landmark,
uh-huh.
I know I'm off track.
Yeah.
And that's how you know. That's a good point. Yes.
You know, I've had my share of fairly large boats, and I'm in between boats right now, and I never
we don't have a way to map
I've never run a boat without a GPS, without staring at a GPS the whole time.
Right. But there's no, because you don't have, unless you wait. Well, the old days, you look at the stars.
Yeah, you need it. It's called a sextant.
That's what, like, you had to do, right?
A little brass handheld thing before electricity or something, yeah.
Right, and it was, but it was based on the stars and the positioning
and how you're, yeah.
Right? Well, it's the same thing. So, but yours is harder, I think.
I can't believe how far off, how far we veer from the stuff that we're supposed to talk about in this show. We're talking about sextants and GPS and pilot boats and boats and planes and stuff.
I think we already covered the topic, didn't we? Why we can't afford to give away land every month. That was a topic I thought we covered it 10 minutes ago.
This whole podcast could be like 45 seconds. Why can we afford to give away land every single month?
Because we buy it right.
It's so cheap. That's the whole show.
Check. Done.
If you would rather have these podcasts be 45 seconds instead of 20 or 30 minutes,
email
please
Steve.
Email Jill at landacademy.com.
Thanks.
And put in the subject line, stop the madness.
You're going to make my email blow up again. Every time you do that, my email blows up. I'm going to get you back. It's coming. So I'm going to say something like about your birthday on your birthday. You're going to have like a flood of 10,000 birthday emails is what I'm going to do to you. Watch.
No.
That's going to jam up your system.
We'll keep birthdays out of this.
Okay.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and sometimes in life. Maybe we should tell them how much we buy those properties for that we give away.
No. No, because it varies.
I know.
You know what? I have spent $500 on properties and given them away. It really varies. And then I know they're worth $1,500, $2,000, and even more.
You know, there's
way more.
Remember that time we were giving away 10-acre properties in Nevada?
Yeah.
Did you see that in Success Plant?
They brought
one,
up
one of the recipients of the of that.
What did he sell it for?
$1 no reserve on eBay, like we teach.
Really?
$4,000.
Nice. Does it start with an L?
Yes.
Ah.
It does.
Okay.
So he made $3,000 or something like that, $2,500 by buying the package, buying the program.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we intended.
That's exactly right. Yep. I get that question. It's interesting. I get that question often. They're like, okay, I see you're doing like I am right now, by the way. I have a couple free properties out there available. What's the value of these properties that you're giving away? And my answer is, well, you'll learn. A and B, it depends. You want to dump it for cash right now or do you want to ride it out a little bit more and make even more money? There's lots of ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be worth $1,000. It could be worth $1,800. I don't know.
You know, in all of my whole career, I've never heard of anyone giving away property. And the only time I've ever heard it is Century 21, the real estate company, has for the National League Home Run Derby for the pros, you know, for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They give away a house to somebody who wins. There's some kind of thing. You know, the Home Run Derby is televised every year.
HGTV does that.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Or maybe it's sponsored by HGTV.
Okay, it's HGTV. They give away a house a year. They do. And it's like a big design thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's like, I think somebody donated the land to begin with, and they built this state of the whatever.
Right.
They make a big show about it.
Yeah. So. Oprah gives away properties.
Oprah does?
She used to, yeah.
I didn't know she gave away properties. That's interesting. Okay.
Houses and stuff.
I'm not
surprised.
Because she's Oprah. Because she's Oprah.
I really like Oprah.
I do too. Who doesn't like Oprah?
Right. People, I bet there's people.
I think Oprah's great. Well, we've really gone off topic on our off topic part. This has been fun.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.